In Wisconsin alone, there are more than 50 land trusts protecting at least 130,000 acres from development. Working with willing landowners, the trusts often set up conservation easements that put restrictions on land use. The number of land trusts here has more than tripled in the last decade. Vicki Elkin is executive director of Gathering Waters Conservancy. She says the trusts are important because government-backed conservation efforts, like the state's stewardship program, can't protect everything.
So these citizen organizations have formed to kind of fill in that niche, what the state can't do, but important areas that need to be protected in their communities.
Elkin also says the private trusts can sometimes act faster than the state. But actions by some land trusts elsewhere have caught the attention of the Internal Revenue Service. Stephen Miller is commissioner of the IRS's Tax-Exempt and Government Entities Division. He says potential problems have been brewing for a few years.
That look to us like organizations were being used to peddle fraudulent and abusive sorts of tax transactions. And that led us to building a team to take a hard look at the conservation easement area, and we have found problems.
Miller says it's good that Congress is also taking a look at the tax deduction rules for land trusts. But Vicki Elkin of Gathering Waters says some proposals are going too far. She prefers a more recently introduced bill called the CARE Act.
That would actually encourage additional donations of conservation easements by adding new tax incentives. So I think that the tone in the Senate is changing.
Elkin also says a national group, the Land Trust Alliance, is setting up an accreditation program that promises independent verification that trusts are meeting standards. IRS Commissioner Miller plans to speak Monday to a national land trust conference that began today in Madison. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.